The Affordable Care Act designed a subsidy system aimed at lowering insurance costs for individuals with incomes between $11,000 and $46,000 a year. But Kevin Coleman with the health IT group Health Pocket recently examined insurance plans in 8 major cities, including Philadelphia. Turns out many young adults making less than $46,000 were still not eligible for subsidies or federal discounts on monthly premiums.
What we found is that on average, once you were above $31,744, you probably were not going to qualify for a subsidy.
Coleman calls this a subsidy gap for young adults, and it's due to a variety of factors, including the current costs of health plans in that given city, a person's age, and how much a premium would represent as a percentage of that person's income. The higher your income, the more expensive premiums must be before subsidies kick in. Coleman says that could translate to premiums ranging from $250 to $350 a month for some young adults.
When you combine these results with the fact that young people, you know, under the age of 35, statistically they're healthier, they probably place a lower priority on the need for health insurance, this may help explain why we're seeing an under-enrollment of the young adults versus the targets originally set by the administration.
Some local advocates don't buy this. Bill England is the Pennsylvania director of Enroll America, a nonprofit trying to maximize how many people get Obamacare coverage. The group has hundreds of local volunteers who've been phone banking, canvassing neighborhoods, and reaching out to uninsured Philadelphians.
They are excited to get the health coverage.
England says young adults account for more than 1 in 4 enrollees in Pennsylvania, and insurance plans are generally cheaper for them anyway because they're young.
I mean, we talk in simple terms about the fact that having this health insurance does provide peace of mind for things that the unexpected. Anybody can become ill. Anybody could have an accident. And that is something that when we talk with folks, we see them taking action.
The region's largest insurer, Independence Blue Cross, and one of 2 companies offering plans on Philadelphia's exchange, also doesn't seem too worried about young adult enrollments.
We're looking to get as many people insured as possible, make sure that they're aware the deadline is coming.
Colleen Kavanaugh, Independence's director of consumer marketing, has been spending time in a tent in Love Park, where agents are helping people sign up for coverage. She's seeing more and more young adults enrolling.
Back in January, if we looked at the numbers, we had about 21% enrollment in the millennial population. We're now around 31%, so we've seen a nice uptick in February and March enrollment numbers.
But she says the majority have been eligible for subsidies. Coleman with Health Pocket says it won't be until the deadline passes and the numbers have been crunched that he'll know how much of a problem the subsidy gap may or may not have been. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.